You probably expected us to be back in Romans this morning in the series The Gospel, but the Lord put something a little different on my heart over the last couple of weeks, and I think it will be very beneficial to us. It's going to be a different kind of service today, but again, I think one that will have great impact in our lives and hopefully will bring glory to God. Let's talk a little bit about New Year's resolutions. Watch less television, learn a new language, lose a little weight, remain calm with the kids. I blew that one yesterday. Get a gym membership, read the classics, right? We all make New Year's resolutions. What's your New Year's resolution? There's some Christians who think that New Year's resolutions are either legalistic or ill-conceived, or doomed to failure. I was one of those people, I'll be quite honest, for a very long time. But I was doing some reading over the last few weeks, and the Lord impressed something on my heart. I ran across a list of 10 questions. Those 10 questions are on an insert in your bulletin this morning. 10 questions for a new year. And as I started reading down through those questions for a new year, the Holy Spirit began to convict me, and as I read each successive question, there was increasing conviction. And just made me really rethink this whole New Year's resolution thing. Maybe I've been wrong all along. Maybe there's something to this whole thing. And I know, you're right, January 1st, no necessarily any biblical significance to that date like there is December 25th, right, on the date of Christmas, but maybe something to it, especially when the resolutions are gospel-centered, okay? So, you may not be convinced this morning. If you would, take that insert out of your bulletin, and I want to take the time and just read through them. We're going to work through them in a little bit, but I want to read down through those, and I hope by the time I reach question number 10, you're convinced, right? You could have cared less about New Year's resolutions, but maybe there's something to this thing. That's my goal of reading down through these 10 questions. Look with me at the first question. What's one thing you can do this year to increase your enjoyment of God? What's an impossible prayer you can pray? What's the most important thing you could do to improve your family life? In which spiritual discipline do you most want to make progress this year? What's the single biggest time waster in your life, and how can you redeem the time? What's the most helpful new way you could strengthen your church? For whose salvation will you pray most fervently this year? What's the most important way by God's grace you will try to make this year different from last? What one thing could you do to improve your prayer life this year? What single thing can you plan to do this year that will matter most in 10 years or in eternity? That's a powerful list, right? Gospel-centered change, gospel-centered resolutions. And you can see, I want to give credit where credit's due. I couldn't write a list of questions like that. They give credit to Don Whitney. He's associate dean at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. An excellent list of questions there for us. Really, the new year, as I got to thinking about that, it gives us an opportunity to evaluate our commitments so that our lives in the upcoming weeks, months, and year might better glorify Christ. Think about it. We're all, if you're in Christ, you are a new creation in Him. And the Holy Spirit, day by day, is renewing us into the likeness and image of Jesus Christ. There's some importance here to be thinking about our commitments in a new year. We're going to go back to some expository preaching like we normally do on Sundays. Next week we'll be back in Romans. But if you would turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. We'll look briefly at a couple of verses here in Ephesians 5. We're going to look at verses 15 and 16. And I want you to think deeply about these two verses. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Right? Time is a precious gift, isn't it? Time's a precious gift from our Heavenly Father, whether we're talking seconds or minutes or days or weeks or months or years. It's all precious, all given to us by God. And we are stewards, right? Stewards of the time God has graciously given to us as a gift. We need to redeem the time, make the most of every moment. So that leads us kind of to the central focus of the next 45 minutes or so, which is this: to follow Jesus wisely is to redeem our time. Okay, that's what Paul's saying in Ephesians 5. To follow Jesus wisely is to redeem our time. And I'm going to take our service, again, something very different, but I believe it will be very beneficial to us. Divide our service into three parts. And you can follow along on the back of your bulletin this morning where you typically fill in your outline. That kind of orders our service. We'll have three sections there that will follow. And under each one, I'll share a few thoughts. I want you to jot down some notes. And then I'll lead us in a prayer, a corporate prayer that fits that section of the service. And then I want to give you some time. Again, here's where it's different. I want to give you some time just to be still and know that He is God, to sit quietly before the Lord, to take some time to give Him praise, to give Him thanks, to ask for His forgiveness. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. To ponder your family life, your church life, your work life, your community life, and to commit yourself afresh to pursuing His will. So we're going to look at resolutions, but we got to deal with a couple of things first. We need to allow the Lord to do a little work on our hearts before we make any commitments to Him. So let's begin first of all, and you can follow along again in the back of the bulletin, a time to remember. Let's begin with a time to remember. I ran across the lyrics of hymn writer Thomas Chisholm. They're very insightful. You're all familiar with them. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Right? All creation cries out. The heavens declare the glory of God, and we see constancy there in God's creation. And that is a signpost to God's faithfulness to us, to His mercy, to His grace and love. Lamentations 3:22 and 23 says this: the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Right? So we ought to look back a little bit. And our response to 2023, the proper response is not, man, I'm glad I made it through that whole mess, or look at everything I accomplished last year. No, the right perspective, the proper response to 2023 is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To you be all glory, honor, and praise. I want to take just a moment here. Jason alluded to it in the prayer. I want to take a moment and give a personal testimony of God's great faithfulness to this church. I've been astonished, blown away. I don't even know how to explain it over the last couple of weeks. Just amazed at God's faithfulness. I gave a third quarter finance report. It might have been boring to you at the time in October. It won't be now, I promise. Okay? October finance report, we were $125,000 behind budget. We had to dip into a line of credit several times over the last few months. You all are aware of this. We've shared this with you. And part of the financial challenge has been a very strong push from leadership to retire our debt, right? We had debt that's been with us since 2011, $1 million of debt, which we have paid off. All glory to God. We enter into 2024 with no debt whatsoever, which is amazing. It gets even better, though. Our weekly budget need, you can see this in the back of the bulletin week to week, is about $25,000. There were 5 Sundays in December. How much should we have collected based on budget giving? About $125,000, right? We received double that amount. I don't know, that may be unprecedented, I don't know, But we received double what we expected, what we would need to receive to meet our budget. So in response to the Lord's leading, you gave cheerfully. You gave willingly to the tune of $250,000 in December. That blows me away. You can see $89,000 last week in Sunday's offering. Just staggering to me. You're to be commended for that, and God is to be praised for that. Amazing. We not only met our budget for the year, we exceeded it. We paid for a new soundboard. Remember, we're having major issues with that. The only piece of equipment in this whole auditorium that's not new. It gave us a headache, so we were able to replace that. We lost our heating and cooling in a portion of the education wing. We've installed a new heating and cooling system there. That is paid for, right? So with all of those things, we still have, as of Friday, we have more than $130,000 of unrestricted money. Think about that. Really, think about that for a minute. To go from $125,000 behind budget, dipping into a line of credit, to exceeding our budget and having $130,000 of cash on hand. All we can say is, great is thy faithfulness. Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. Amen. I share that to share this with you, to ask you this question. How has God proved Himself faithful to you? Right? That's a corporate thing. That's a church thing. It is an incredible thing. But I know it's proven Himself faithful to me time and time again over the past year in 2023. How has He proven Himself faithful to you? So I want to give you that time, as I said. I want to encourage you, jot some notes down on your bulletin. Take some time to go for the Lord. Let's take time to remember, right? To give praise where it's due, to give thanks where it is due. And I want to lead you in a prayer of thanksgiving first and then give you that opportunity. We'll take about 7 or 8 minutes in the first two sections. Then I want to give you about 15 minutes in that last section where we're making, just kind of renewing some of our commitments. So Paul will play softly in the background while we go before the Lord. And let me lead us in a corporate prayer first. Father, as we think about what your scriptures say, as we pray your word today, we praise you for your steadfast love that never ceases. God, great is your faithfulness. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And you've called us in your word to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, and to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is your will for us in Christ Jesus. And Father, I pray that right now we would come before you and we would fulfill your purpose, your will for us in these moments. And pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think we could all spend hours with the Lord jotting things down, just ways He's been faithful to us, things we're thankful for, ways we can praise Him. And I encourage you to keep doing that throughout the afternoon. And again, please make use of your outline in the back and the 10 questions as we get there to jot a few things down this morning. I want to continue here with a time to repent. And really, that's the second issue of the heart that we need to deal with before making any resolutions. As we ponder, which we did for quite some time there, as we ponder the faithfulness of God, it really exposes, highlights the unfaithfulness of man, right? Our unfaithfulness in many different ways this year. In Psalm 32, David shared his personal testimony. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you. And I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Right? To repent is actually an opportunity to rejoice as well. Because we're reminded of the cross, aren't we? That our forgiveness was purchased at the cross of Jesus Christ. We claim that promise of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A beautiful promise in God's Word that was purchased for us at the cross. So I want to take some time to repent, to allow the Lord to reveal weaknesses in our life, sin in our life, areas that need growth in our life in the new year. And again, I'm going to lead us in a prayer of repentance corporately, then give you the opportunity to go before Him privately and individually. Father, again, we pray the Scriptures. We acknowledge our sin to You. We no longer cover up our iniquity. We confess our transgressions before You. And we believe Your promise, God, that You are faithful. You are just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we thank You that where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. Father, search us. Know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. See if there be any grievous ways in us. Father, lead us in the way everlasting. We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I was praying, my mind was drawn back to the song, Power in the Blood. Imagine that. Just look around at a full auditorium this morning. And everyone confessing corporately, and God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins because of the blood of Christ shed at the cross. That's amazing forgiveness in those past 5 minutes. Incredible if we think about it. I hope your heart now is prepared for the final part of our service. I don't want to drag our service on and on, but really a very important part, a very important time for us as we look forward to the new year, a time to renew. Really, as I said, a great time to reevaluate our commitments and think about how we might most glorify Christ in the upcoming year. A word of caution real quickly before we do that. We do not renew our commitments or make commitments in order to prove ourselves to God, to justify ourselves to God. Why is that? It's because we are justified freely by His grace. Through faith in Jesus Christ. You're not proving anything to God. You're accepted, you're loved, you're well received this morning in Christ. So be careful of that this morning. And also we don't renew our commitments to prove ourselves to other people gathered here or to prove ourselves to ourselves, right? These are self-centered motivations, and that's why I think we don't like New Year's resolutions, those ones that we say are ill-conceived and doomed to failure, that are legalistic. It's because they're self-centered often. If you are in Christ, you're a new creation in Christ. It's your identity in Christ that serves as the motive and basis for these commitments, these renewed commitments. So think about our faithfulness here. God's been so faithful to us, and if we're faithful in our church life and in our family life, our work life and our community life. That brings glory to Christ and also reflects His glory in the world, which is what we were created to do, created in His image to reflect Him to the world around us. So this isn't easy. Making New Year's resolutions is easy. Making new commitments is easy. Keeping them is hard. Might I say, keeping them is impossible apart from the work of the Holy Spirit, His power and His presence with us in the days ahead. It's through His power we're transformed into the likeness of Christ. And as we walk by the Spirit, we're empowered to no longer gratify the desires of the flesh. As we're filled with the Spirit, He produces His good fruit in us. So apart from Him, apart from God, we can do nothing in the days ahead. There will be no lasting change. So let me lead you in a prayer of commitment to the Lord, then give you that opportunity to go before Him. And again, make use of those 10 questions on your insert. I encourage you, jot down some notes. The reason we did the service like this is if you're like me, you feel that conviction, you know there needs to be change. Yes, these are great questions, but we go home and we forget. I think this will help us with some follow through. So I encourage you to use that insert and answer those questions in the minutes ahead. Father, You've said in Proverbs that the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. But we also know that apart from You, we can do absolutely nothing. So I pray that You'd help us to live this year in light of the truth that we are freely justified by Your grace in Your Son, Jesus. We thank You for that. We ask that You would guide us. We thank You for taking up residence within us. And we pray, we trust in You with all of our hearts. We lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways, Father, we acknowledge You, and we ask that You would make our paths straight for the upcoming year. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I think we'd all like a little more time with that list. Again, I encourage you to take that home with you this afternoon and spend a little more time thinking through that. Those are some deep, thought-provoking questions, important questions, that if we aren't silent before the Lord and seeking Him with clean hearts, that we won't be able to answer. So I hope that was a profitable time for you. To follow Jesus wisely is to redeem our time. So take those documents, those answers you've written down, keep them somewhere. Keep them on the fridge. Keep them in your Bible, just so you'll see them regularly and remind yourself of the commitments you made. And remember, apart from the Lord Jesus, we can do nothing. We need His help to live those out. So may the earnest prayer of our hearts be for 2024, if you're filling in your bulletin, teach us to number our days. Lord, teach us to number our days. Let's go to Him now in prayer. And Father, that is our earnest prayer for the new year. And Father, we pray that we might look carefully how we walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Father, from everlasting to everlasting, You are God. But us, we're like grass that quickly sprouts in the morning, and by evening withers and fades away. Father, we ask that You would teach us to number our days so we might get a heart of wisdom. It may be Your kingdom come, Your will be done in this church, in our lives for 2024. We love You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. If y'all would please stand for a closing song of commitment to the Lord. And I encourage you, as the music plays, as you sing, think about those commitments you've made. Ask for the Lord's help in fulfilling those in the days ahead.